Liturgical Day, Monday the 22nd of Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus then unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, and new sight to the blind, to free the oppressed, and announce the Lord's year of mercy." Jesus then rolled up the scroll, gave it to the attendant, and sat down, while the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. Then he said to them, "Today, these prophetic words come true, even as you listen." All agreed with him and were lost in wonder, while he kept on speaking of the grace of God. Nevertheless, they asked, "Who is this but Joseph's son?" So he said, "Doubtless you will quote me saying, 'Doctor, heal yourself. Do here in your town what they say you did in Capernaum.'" Jesus added, "No prophet is honored in his own country. Truly, I say to you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens withheld rain for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over the whole land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to the widow of Zarephath in the country of Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and no one was healed except Nain, the Syrian." On hearing these words, the whole assembly became indignant. They rose up and brought him out of the town to the edge of the hill on which Nazareth is built, intending to throw him down the cliff. But he passed through their midst and went his way. Our commentary is by Father Carlos Alameda from San Cristóbal de la Laguna, Spain. Today, we read in Luke, quote, "These prophetic words come true even as you listen," unquote. With these words, Jesus comments at the synagogue of Nazareth, a text from the prophet Isaiah, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me," unquote. These words have a meaning that goes beyond the specific historical moment when they were said. The Holy Spirit fully dwells in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit sends him to believers. But in addition, the words of the gospel are the words of both eternal and current life. They are eternal because the Eternal One has said them. And they are current because God makes them to be permanently fulfilled. When we listen to the Word of God, we have to receive it not as a human speech, but as the Word that has the power of transforming us. God does not speak to our ear, but to our heart. Whatever He says is profoundly full of meaning and love. The Word of God is an inexhaustible source of life. Saint Ephraim says, quote, "Who, O Lord, could possibly penetrate with his mind even one of your utterances? Just as in the case of thirsty men who drink from a fountain, we leave behind more than that we can take a hold of," unquote. His words come out of the heart of God. And from this heart, from the Trinity's bosom, Jesus came, the Father's word to mankind. This is why when every day we listen to the gospel, we must be able to say, along with our mother, the Virgin Mary, quote, "May it be done to me according to your word," unquote. To which God will reply, quote, "Today, these prophetic words come true, even as you listen," unquote. However, for the word to be effective in our lives, we must get rid of all our prejudices. Jesus' contemporaries did not understand it because they were looking at him with human eyes. As they said, quote, "Who is this but Joseph's son?" unquote. They could see Jesus Christ's humanity, but they could not appreciate his divinity. Whenever we listen to the Word of God, beyond its literary style, the beauty of its expressions, or the singularity of the situation, we must remember it is God who is speaking to us.